From investing and operations to sales, marketing, and revenue creation, we highlight real and raw advice from the actual industry leaders shaping the future of hospitality. We hope you enjoy the show, and more than anything, we hope you find value in what you hear today. My name is Joe Gray, and this is the Hotel Collective. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today I want to talk about the ebbs and flows of hotel sales. I think it's an interesting topic because hotel sales is not exactly what you would expect on a day-to-day basis. Like I think people think of sales and they think, oh, if I do this output, then I'm going to get this input. And it's like you just come up with your own process and you know exactly what to do and that's how it works, which is true to a point, but there also is supply and demand in markets, right? And so you can't, the truth of the matter is that like demand wins, like supply and demand wins. And so like, let's just say like no matter how good of a seller you are, supply and demand will win. Now you can, and I'm not trying to say anything against it, but you can make a significant difference. Absolutely. But like, you shouldn't expect your salesperson at your hotel to be able to fill up the entire hotel. That's why supply and demand exists. That's why when you go to build a new hotel and you go through the whatever franchise you're going through, they do market studies and they say, we want to build a hotel here or we don't, because they look at the supply and demand, they look at the star reports, they look at what's going on in the area. And that's why they have it down to a science with the supply and demand in the market. And obviously that shifts, you know, over time, and sometimes it increases, sometimes it decreases depending on the area and the market, but it is interesting. And so there is so much, like the supply and the demand is one thing. And so what I've come to the conclusion is I'm just going to do as much as I can do. You know, I'm going to work really hard and I'm going to try to land as many deals as I can. And then my hope is that we just continue to bring more people to our hotel. And for me, that's I don't really believe in like super short-term strategies, right? Like I'm more of a long-term approach kind of guy. And so when I implement a system, I'm implementing a system for the next year. At least I'll say this. When I implement something new, I want to see if it works. And I want to see if it works for, you know, if it doesn't work one day, that's not that big of a deal, because maybe it's just that like I'm the problem, right? Maybe I don't know how to do that well, you know. But for example, with our systems that we've implemented, it takes a few months to really start to see, like you'll see deals, like we see deals coming in initially when we implement it into a hotel, which is cool. And occasionally a hotel will see some like crazy successful result after like a week or two. But for the most part, to get like consistent corporate accounts coming in, it takes probably 3 months to start seeing that. And then at the 6 month mark, you're seeing it really well. And then it's at full scale, probably the 9 to 12 month mark is when you're really full scale with it. And so it just takes time and it takes consistent effort. And so I'm a big believer in that. But even within that system, I think there's ebbs and flows, right? Like there are weeks where like the last couple weeks we have landed a ton of groups, because this is when all the high schools are booking. This is when all these different types of like leisure groups are booking. And so we've landed a lot of groups over the last couple weeks, but we haven't landed as many corporate accounts. And I need to look at last year's numbers. And so I'm not sure exactly what it was last year, but I've actually noticed that there are similarities from year to year, like at least because I've been doing this for a few years now, where I can land like a certain number of accounts like during certain times of the year, and then it all of a sudden goes dry for a little bit, and it's like kind of consistent year to year. But I need to go look at that more closely, so don't quote me on that, but like that's what I kind of remember. And so like I think it is interesting. It just takes, you continue to do the outreach. And you continue to do the outreach because you never know that when the day is that you're going to land that like bigger account, you know, that account that really makes it all worth it. And so that's why you keep doing the outreach regardless of the day-to-day results you're getting, right? And so if you continue to do the outreach, whatever it is that you're doing, for us, that's texting, emailing our guests, stuff like that. We continue to do that outreach. We know that every couple months, we're going to land like a really good account. And then every week, we're going to land some accounts, and some of them are going to be bad. And occasionally, we'll find solid ones. And then every couple months, we're going to land like a really great account. And so it's like, that's just kind of how the game works, at least in our experience. And to be honest with you, when I tell people my numbers, when I get on calls with them, they're pretty like surprised. They're like, wow, you're doing that at an express like this, you know? I was talking to one lady actually, and she's helping with sales at like a really big property. And I told her our numbers at our 96 room express. And she was like, that would be good even at my property, which was like a 500 room property. And I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy. And so it just, basically it just, there's ebbs and flows to it. So don't get down if like it's something's not working for a few weeks. Just keep going, because you'll eventually land those deals and those nuggets. You'll find them. And that's why I just, consistency is so important, because if you're not consistent, like you could miss out on some really nice deals. You could miss out on that nugget that like you've been waiting for. So that is why I am so big on consistency and taking the long approach, because that's how you build something that lasts. That's how you build something that lasts. If you want to go build something that doesn't last, like sure, you can go do some like crazy, I don't know, blitz 1 week. Well, I don't know. But like if you want to build something that lasts, you need to build a system that actually you continue to produce, you can continue to be consistent with, and just know that like it's going to be up and down, like no matter what you're doing. But if you stay consistent, you're going to find some really awesome accounts. So that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope that wasn't too boring, but it's just what we've been seeing lately. It's interesting. Like at this one hotel, we've landed like over the last 2 weeks, we've landed like, well, what's funny too is it's weird. It depends on the market, right? At one of our hotels, we've landed like 10 new groups over the last 2 weeks so far, and like no new corporate accounts. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, why aren't we? But like, it's okay. Like I know, because I've been doing this for years now. I know that it's going to pick up again, the corporate accounts. But I'm happy about the groups, right? That's great. But then in like, for example, at our other hotels in Alaska, the numbers are like almost the opposite. They're like literally almost the opposite. Don't quote my numbers exactly. I don't remember exactly what those numbers were. So maybe the 10 groups is wrong, but it was a lot of groups. And the numbers are like almost the opposite, but it's like we've landed all new corporate accounts in our Alaska properties. And so I think that that's really interesting too. It just depends on the market. And so you just keep trying to do the outreach and being consistent, and it'll work out is what I'm trying to get at. So anyways, I hope you guys found that valuable. I hope you can pull some nuggets out of it. And we'll talk to you guys later. Bye, everyone. If you've ever wondered if there's an easier way to do hotel sales, there is. Most people teach us to do office visits, do cold calls, drive around other hotels' parking lots late at night. Yet, we do none of these things and still produce incredible results for our clients. If you're interested in learning more about what we do, you can go to www.saleshop.io and sign up for a free trial today. After you sign up for the free trial, we'll send you to a page with a case study where you can see our process step by step. Thanks, everyone.